Hello, this is George Reed.
Bill, see that they send the Dodge police and flowers and a wire out of the White House. The wire here, you write her a warm one. Have Liz do it today and send her flowers in the White House. Bill, did you hear me?
No, this is George Reedy, sir.
Yeah, George, Bill, by the way, I was trying to get... George, that was a good memorandum you wrote last night. I wish you'd do some more of them. And,
I do, too.
I think you're going to have to get off and do a little think stuff and let... when you're riding on these planes, instead of sitting there and watching them, I think you're going to have to get off and do some of it and let your Kilday or Kilroy, whatever his name is, visit with them. And I think you're going to have to give them a little of this buzz stuff about philosophy. Now, we, whatever else they say, I talked to both Tom Vail and Louis Seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
One's always been Republican, one's Republican most of the time. They told me that Ohio was better shape than I'd ever seen it to any Democrat. I had the best image because I'd stopped the waste. We got to point that out. And I'd cut the taxes, and I'd cut out government reports, and I'd been friendly to business, and had more Republican businessmen working for me than ever before. And I had private conferences with them that I didn't let out, but you can tell them that now.
Yeah.
And they said they had never seen a crowd like that for anybody in the rain in front of that hotel, not even Taft in his closing days. That they were quite impressed with it, and both of them were there with me. And I pulled the party better together than it's ever been before, but it's got a new strength out there in that I've got some business support like Firestones and the tire plants and some of the auto works, some of the steel works and other places. In Indianapolis, Pulliam says that we're going to carry Indiana, that he's never had a crowd like that before, and although he put Barry in politics, and you can give him that. In Louisville, I brought the five governors together that never been together before. In Nashville, I brought the three governors there, Cooper and McComb, and I also got Clements back playing on the team, and he ordered all the state to go to work. And I got had Clements, Naaman, Carter, Evans on the same platform. And I'm healing in each one of these states. I even had the governor down there last night with Russell Long and Hale Boggs. They'd all fought. Although we're not counting on Louisiana, we're healing and we're pulling them together. Even had John Eastland, Jim Eastland, John Stennis, and Johnson on the train and there, and whether we get the votes out of it or not, we're trying to unify the nation, and we're in better shape because of the broad appeal we've made, and we haven't made a strictly Democratic appeal. We're making Republican, Independent, and American appeal and bringing them all in. And I think you've got to sit down with some of the think writers and give them some of that stuff like Kennedy used to and like Salinger used to in some detail so they can draw conclusions and say, that's what I have in mind now. I do not think that I was sorry that they heckled Ms. Johnson like they did in Charleston and like they did in Columbia. And it's kind of a disease situation, some of the South. But I have asked our chairman to tell all of our people that we don't want anybody working for us to ever heckle anybody or to even carry any bad signs to their meetings. We just want them to stop it. And they get out of line. We know Goldwater didn't have her heckled, although there are reports that they had three men hired at precede her all through the South. And I just, they reported that to me yesterday, some of the press did, in New Orleans, and I told them that I didn't believe it. And that I have told our national chairman that I don't want. I just say I told our chairman. I just do not want any signs or any heckling, any kind, anywhere. Because, first of all, Goldwater sets these things up the last 3 weeks, according to McFarland.
That's right.
No, I'd go into that with them.
I'll do that on a background basis with some of the individual key people.
I think that's what I'd do. I'd get to try to get the Times man and
Kenwood.
Promote him on everything, tell him I sure thought he had a good story, and I read it. And on our rep. But just say that we felt like that Indianapolis and Kentucky and Ohio and Tennessee were all, and Louisiana were all big, rough, tough states. We hit them head on. And that we just never had seen any crowds like it. They thought Louisiana was light, but the governor said he'd never seen anything like it since Huey Long. And they just don't go in that way for it. And they said they had a bunch of Negroes, and they did, but out there in the lights, they had whites, and they got away from that train, too, and a hell of a lot of them. But it just shows what the South's going to be like in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I think you'll find that there'll be quite a bit of rehashing of Louisiana in the Sunday morning papers, and I think you'll find the stories will be a lot better.
Were they bad today?
No. They were very good, I thought. But you see, what happened in Louisiana, all they really wrote was the advance in the speech.
Kay Graham told me that was the greatest speech she ever heard in her life.
And
Mary McGrory told me about the same thing.
It was, sir. It
is Mary McGrory there?
Oh, yes. Wait, I don't know that she went back or not last night. I'll check this morning.
If it doesn't get me in trouble, I wouldn't mind flirting with her out here and just telling her I'd like to. If she didn't mind having a date with me, I wouldn't mind her coming out here and resting with me. It wouldn't make him mad with Ms. Johnson out here, would it?
I don't think so. Just as long as she doesn't get anything on the record. I mean, as long as she only has background. They're accustomed to the background thing. The only time you really get into trouble is when there's some hard flat.
See if she's there and tell her that I would, Lady Bird and I are out here, and Liz is going to be out here, and I would just like to philosophize with her a little bit, and she just visit with her. If she had anything else to do, I'll ever come out in the helicopter and then call me back. Now, Rab Benowitz in Wisconsin, I think you ought to talk to Milwaukee Journal and just say that this is a Kennedy appointment. They all committed, and they all want me to do it. The man sold his house. I just might have got to do it, but I want to talk to them and tell them both senators are for it. They traditionally name a judge, but get to, what's that fellow's name that runs it?
Paul Ringler.
Paul Ringler.
Yeah, our friend.
Then talk to our Dr. Ralph Hewitt and see if he can't urge it too. And then call me back and tell me what you think I ought to do about Rap Inowitz.
Okay, sir.
And I guess this goddamn state chairman out there, what is his former name? This Irishman, this Ronald Kennedy. Find out what his name was. He was
Lacey.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Pat Lucy.
Pat Lucy.
And then you might call him and ask him what he thinks about it. Tell him I'm getting a lot of heat, and the committee doesn't want him and won't confirm him, and the Kennedy people urged me to do it, and what does he think? And then tell him if he feels real strong about it, let him call me here, because I want to put him on the spot and by God see if he's going to be for me.
Right.
I think I ought to appoint him, but I want to get their support for me appointing him. That's what I want to do. If they're going to fight me on it, I may hesitate.
Yeah, it's...
Those three called. Rab Benowitz, he was turned down by the Judiciary Committee.
No, I know.
They claim they can't get the votes now. He was Ruther's man out there in the Kohler strike. Proxmire strong for him, and Nelson doesn't like him much, but they're going along with him. And I don't know what the other, but ask the Journal what they, has the Journal endorsed me yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See if they're doing anything the last 3 weeks.
Right. Incidentally, on this fellow Rabinowitz, Nelson once told me privately that he just had to go along with the guy, but sure didn't want to, and that...
He said now he is. I think I might have got to go along, and I'll have
so
a
too.
Split with the liberals.
I think so,
but
too.
I think you ought to ask each one of the editors, just say, by the way, the president, each one of them, like Tlisgore, the president would sure appreciate a little note from your editor what y'all's plans are the last 3 weeks to kind of level with editorials and dramatizing the news, because this other crowd's always got their scandal and their smear. And would you, I'd sure appreciate you get your editor to drop the president a little note telling what he plans to do the last 3 weeks. Now, if you could do that with Lissa Gore or with see what Phil Potter, what they think about it, or any of them that are supporting this morning over the Denver Post, or any of them just say, I sure wish you'd get your boss to write my boss a little note telling him what he's going to do the last 3 weeks and how he thinks things are, because my boss thinks so much of your boss.
Okay.
Anything along that line, just subtle without getting them to report on what they've done, but just if you'd get your boss right, my boss, I think it'd be helpful telling what you're getting ready to do. We got to organize this press to get busy. Now we got another drop in Lou Harris when we're down to 58. His lead is that Goldwater made a substantial advance. And I've got to show that we did a real job in Ohio and Indianapolis and Nashville and Louisiana and in Kentucky. There've never been any crowds like it. I saw more people 1 week in Goldwater seeing the whole campaign, and everybody will say that if they'll tell the truth, but I don't know whether they'll write it or not over their Sundays.
I think they'll write that, Derby. I think the main thing they may write is that New Orleans speech, because it just everybody was left gasping by that one. Sunday's a purely mechanical thing. Is Mrs. Johnson going with you on this next swing?
Yeah. Yeah, we think so. I tell them tomorrow that we expect these are all small states, total populations, not the size of one California, San Francisco. And we're just dropping in on our way back to Washington. We're not trying to get crowds. We're not trying to time them right so they don't be expecting much.
Mm-hmm. She'll do.
And I'm just doing it as personal, little personal salutes to folks.
Right.
And Nevada, for instance, went for us. New Mexico and the only two states in the West.
Okay, Mr. President.
Tell them that we're getting a pretty wonderful reaction. I got some good reports to Nixon's speech, and he's back talking nuclear stuff and scaring everybody again, and he's talking treason. He said first that he didn't agree we're soft on communism, and now he says we might be soft on it. And telling our reports are that he's a great asset to us, been a liability. Let's get him down on Nixon if we can pretty quick, because he's going to try to finish up strong. Just say most of our people, state managers, say he's helping us because he's looked upon as a defeated politician.
Right.
Anything else?
No, I think that things are in pretty good shape. Just trying to get this trip organized, and I've been talking to a few of the boys this morning. Slept a little late, so I haven't seen too many of them, but I will. They just brought in my list of newspaper men that are here now. No, Mary McGrory went on back.
How many have you had a record number traveling with you?
I don't know if it's record, sir. I'm checking on that. Well, we've had roughly, it's varied between 80 and 90 with people going off and on. That's a record for you traveling.
Hey, Johnson will have 200.
That's right.
How the hell she draw more than we do?
Well, the train trip. But just the mere fact of a train trip, they all figure to be the only one of the campaign that's any good. And, of course, with that, you get an awful lot of women's page reporters who are more numerous, so to speak.
We've had a pretty good success, the train trip.
Yes, there's no question about it.
I don't think they made any mistakes, I saw.
No, they didn't make any mistakes, and the press was extremely happy with it.
Damn that Lucy's got it, hasn't she?
She sure has.
Was you here in New Orleans last night?
Yeah, that was terrific. That was terrific. I think that's, and there's a tremendous asset here because you've got your whole family, all of them able to do something. And one of the topics of conversation in the press corps, one of these under the table nights, is that Mrs. Goldwater just isn't any kind of an asset to him. She's a nice looking woman.
I think you ought to boost this Lucy thing a little bit, and you ought to tell them that the governor told me that if we carried Louisiana, it's going to be Lucy carrying it. She'd been to the football games and this shrimp piece, and that she's out dating and dancing with the boys, the governor's boys, and the rest of them, and she's pulling all the factions together down there.
No, we got a pretty happy press with us.
All right.
Bye. You betcha.